This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We're trying to track down Nick Dowd. Maybe we'll have him before the show is over. Trying to reschedule him. It's in process at this point. But right now it's time for EB's entertainment page. It's going to entertain the masses.
You know what I need yours.
You can have my
I threw mine away because we're having a photographer coming cakes. Otherwise, I would have it. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. I'm going to be there today. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can always check them out at BMWFairfax.com. All right, there you go. Actually, I just saw this. Valdez, have you ever heard of this? This captured me for a second. We all know Jelly Roll. I discovered Jelly Roll.
Yes.
Even though we've been around for 20 years.
I will give you credit. In this room,
I was ahead of the curve.
You discovered Jelly Roll.
Thank you.
That is true.
I'd never heard of Crunchy Roll. Do you know what Crunchy Roll is?
I mean, I've had crunchy sushi rolls before.
Yes.
They're delicious. It's usually like a shrimp tempura stuffed into your roll.
I guess it's an anime series.
I don't know
crunchy
anything about
roll.
That.
I don't know any. Crunchy Roll announces their release schedule for the spring 2025 season.
I mean, what even is it? Is it an anime show?
It's a video on demand, over the top streaming service owned by Sony.
Okay,
there you go.
News to me.
Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
I still don't know what the product is. I'm terribly vexed.
I think it's just like whatever anime is.
Yeah, I'm not an anime guy.
I don't really know what it is. It looks like a cartoon to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
That's
what it is.
Crunchyroll's anime adult content.
But
what?
To me, that's projecting over there.
It's the biggest projection ever.
It appears to be just like cartoon stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So hold on. Crunchyroll is an anime series, or is it a service that gets you anime?
I guess it's a service. I guess I was wrong. Yeah, because they have different. There's one called My Hero Academia Vigilantes. That's a show. There's Once Upon a Witch's Death. That's a show. Catch Me at the Ballpark. That's a show. Anime.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know. Best I understand. All right. This just rocks me because we just talked about this last week, or 2 weeks ago. Our buddy, our old intern, David Bernad.
Mm-hmm.
His brother just filed for divorce from him. Remember, he announced that his brother was married to Sia.
He didn't mention that. Yeah,
it's a big story. It's like national headlines.
What's David Bernad's brother's name?
Dan.
Dan Bernad.
Dan. Sia has filed for divorce from her husband of 2 years, Dan. Now it's spelled Bernard, but they pronounce it Bernad.
Yeah. They botched it.
They botched it, or everybody botched it.
And Sia is the.
I don't think there's an R in. David's last name.
No, it's
aside from there's one R.
All right. She is the Australian singer, right?
Yes.
She sings Unstoppable.
Chandelier. You've heard Chandelier.
I love Unstoppable.
I've definitely heard Chandelier. I think that might be it.
Just so you know.
You've probably heard Unstoppable.
It shows you how everybody's a simpleton. AP has misspelled it.
Okay.
Yahoo Entertainment has misspelled it.
All right.
CNN has misspelled it.
Yep.
Bernard. Yeah, everyone has
they're all spelling it Bernard.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you think maybe she got tired of him freeloading? Because didn't David kind of brag?
He basically
his brother was like a surgeon or something.
He was like, my brother basically chills now.
And now he just goes to parties.
Like the description. Yeah, he was like described as a socialite.
Yeah. He went from surgeon to riding on her coattails.
So they've only been married for 2 years. So it's a lock he signed a prenup, right?
Signed the prenup.
No. He signed a prenup so he couldn't get cash.
Probably. But he was a surgeon. He does well.
Oh, yeah, he's doing great. He's fine.
You don't have to worry about it.
You might have to go back to work.
Yeah. Do you know that she wants full custody of the kid?
This song. This song's a smash.
I like Unstoppable better. Do you know what the kid's name is?
That's Chandelier.
Well, whatever it is, that song's a smash.
I saw it, Jason. I don't remember now. What is it?
They named their kid Somersault.
No, they didn't.
You know what it is?
Somersault.
Yes. I don't want to.
What's its last name?
No, but I don't think that's his kid.
Bernard?
No, that's not his kid.
Okay, different.
She was married before.
No, they had secretly a baby with a wild name. Somersault.
Yeah. Somersault Bernard.
No, Somersault Wander is, I guess, the middle name.
Somersault Wander Bernard.
Wonder, not Wander.
Wonder.
Somersault Wonder.
Okay.
What tells me? Here's what tells
are people
me.
Doing?
With all due respect to David, she's crazy.
Or you mean Dan?
Well, I just mean David because we know David.
Well, Dan's kind of crazy, too.
Well, because this is like her second marriage. They're all quick, it looks like. She adopted 18-year-old kid. I mean, it seems like she wants to do good things.
I'm not saying she's not crazy, but...
But she seems like she's wild.
If you're the dad and you agree to name your kid Somersault, you got issues. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean, is your brother Cartwheel?
Said, why not just
really
Summer?
Name,
why not just Summer?
Yeah, I don't know. Summer's much better.
Who are the basketball players?
I want to name my kid Jumping Jack.
Right. Cartwheel.
Spin wheel.
I always
spin
loved, wheel. I don't know. Was the basketball player Scientific Map?
Yes.
And Majestic Map.
And Majestic Map.
Yeah.
Those are brilliant names.
Those are really good names.
Dude, this is rocking me a little bit. Because I felt like, oh, this is cool.
You hadn't seen like David in 20 years. Now you're worried about his brother?
I'm not worried about him. It's just... I'm thrown.
You know what? I give credit to people. They have him as
Bernard.
Daniel Bernard.
Good.
They got it. Right?
No second R.
But here's what's interesting. Sia and Bernard, they say Bernard, threw a lavish wedding celebration in May of 2023 at the home of fashion designers. Oh, Stefano Dolce and Domenico Gabbana.
Okay, those are some big ones. I don't know about fashion, but I know those names.
In Italy, they had their wedding at the home of the Dolce and Gabbana people.
Okay.
Gabbana, however you say it.
Is that as nice as Crofton Country Club? Okay, where I had my reception? I don't know.
Right.
I'm going to guess probably.
Do you know what Crofton Country Club's claim to fame is, Valdez? There is a claim to fame.
A claim to fame?
I've played there once.
Uh-huh.
Is it golf course related? Or?
It's golf related.
No, I don't know.
What is it?
Kyle Berkshire, the long driver, is from there. His father bought the club like 5 years ago.
Oh.
That's their claim to fame.
To keep it afloat.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
It's been a long time.
Anybody. He's like a long drive guy.
Yeah.
He's like the long
He was in the Creator Classic.
He was in the Creator Classic.
I don't know what that is.
I thought you were going to do a Berkshire Hathaway hit. Like, that would be big time.
Yeah, you have Berkshire Hathaway money. You got
Cakes.
Long money.
We're a little bit of snobs. Like, you and I, we're above Ross, right?
Ross Dress for Less department stores?
We're above it.
Above it. It's too low rent.
Right.
Somebody, by the way, asked Cakes on Twitter if you had a hot date today with your shirt on.
I do not.
I'm not used to it.
Yeah, I get to do my favorite thing after the show, have pictures taken after the show's done.
Is that why you took special care today? Did you ask AIM to approve your outfit?
No. Just if I'm getting pictures taken or going out in public and not being in this cocoon with you guys, I can't go out with my hair all patchy, a Braden Holtby neck beard.
Yeah, you really did get cleaned up.
I have to look presentable.
Yeah.
We can do the bobblehead bit.
No,
cakes.
It's fine. I'm making too big of a deal out of it.
All right, so you're above Ross Dress for Less. I am too.
I went in one, like, I want to say a year ago. I went in the one in Rockville thinking, you know what? I'll give it another chance. Hadn't been in one for a while. I walk in. They've got their wacky, a little bit undersized shopping carts, and they're so
right?
nubbed. They're so nubbed.
Yeah, they have teeny shopping carts.
Ross, yes. Here's how nubbed Ross is. They're so nubby that their undersized shopping carts are so valuable to them that they have a money metal, almost like a lightning rod, attached to the back of it, so you can't wheel it away from the store. It is such a horrible
look. That's a big tell. Dude, so hold on. If you go into a department store, like if you go to the grocery, you grab a cart. You grab a cart.
No, not always. I'm just saying that's the dynamic.
Oh, okay. You didn't grab it. No. You just saw it. Okay.
No, but I walked in.
Oh, my head was going to explode.
I went to the men's department. I walked around for 3 minutes, and I said, this is all trash.
Right.
Everything is trash, and I have to leave.
If you have a cart at one of those discount stores, you've reached the bottom of the barrel.
And also, the line. I couldn't believe the length of the line. I said, even if I
But I think a lot of those guys are flippers
If I found anything that I would buy from here, I'd have to wait in a line 30 people long.
I see guys. They're all scanning everything, and they're piling up. And
I can't believe there's anything of value. Those guys are going to resell?
I'm not buying it if I can't fit it in my arms.
Yeah, right. Me too. But, all right, so I'm above Ross with you. You and I were snobs.
We're just simpatico.
I'm also, Valdez differs, I think. I'm above Burlington. I
wouldn't go in there now, but in my younger days, my parents dragged me in there to get Rockport.
Cheap, like, back-to-school clothes, probably.
Are you above, the reason why I say this, are you above Starbury's coming back? And you know what Starbury's
are?
They're Stephon Marbury's shoes. He's bringing back his $15 basketball shoe.
I mean, I'm not a big shoe snob, but I think you have to
draw the line.
Does that
mean they're, like, plastic? Like, they can't be, like, real genuine leather, can they?
What do they look like? I don't even know what they look like.
I don't know. I mean, I love the idea of it to make shoes more accessible and
affordable
for underprivileged, or people that don't have cash to just waste on Jordans. I do appreciate the sentiment.
I mean, I don't have a problem with him bringing them back. Would I ever wear Starburys? No. I mean, what?
Yeah, it shows you a level of immaturity on me, on my part.
Yeah, of course.
I wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I'm above it.
If you're playing hoops and some kid rolled up in Starburys, you say, "Let me guard him."
Joan Worthy.
Yeah.
that's your mark.
All right, this is Valdez's favorite story of the day. There is an Indiana teacher, Cakes, and I'm just going to read the headline. Accused of sexually assaulting young boys that allegedly made them wear scream masks.
That is quite a
fetish.
Well,
she forced them to have group sex.
Well, I mean, she should be locked away for a long time.
Former math teacher Brittany Fortenberry, she's just 31, and the victim's ages, they look like some as young as 13.
Jeez.
Apparently, Valdez says she's blaming it on her, she lost weight and got hot all of a sudden.
So then now she has to sexually abuse 13-year-old boys?
I think that's her defense.
her defense is I got silly.
Well, that is the most paper-thin defense I've heard in quite a while.
She was also giving these students $100 to $800 for pictures of their dongs.
I mean, that's...
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
How much would you sell yours...
I knew that was
going to happen. But it's not going to be on the internet. It's just going to go to some random teacher, a teacher in Indiana.
Priceless. Teacher in Indiana?
Remember, there's no publishing? You have a future in the
I know.
With your vitiligo.
It's not going to be published anywhere.
It won't be published. You're just going to send it to a
guarantee?
Teacher. It's her fetish. She has a fetish, and she swears she signed the contract.
And she's not going to show it to other people.
She's not going to put it on an online site. She might show it to her friends.
I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, that's what I think. Right,
hey, Hunsky. Then you take it and bet it on the games.
Yeah,
you roll it.
You take you plus 7.5.
Now it has to be
anonymous on some level, right?
Those guarantees. You don't know if those are certain, but if you're telling me
she sends you a contract. It says she will not share it digitally.
World's worst.
All right, what if she's showing? What if she's showing it to her friends?
Say, look, she's showing her friends. She's showing her friends.
You know, she can show her friends.
You show her friends.
Yeah, $100.
As long as it's not up for wide distribution. Yeah.
Well, also, it's just going to be from the waist down. Yeah. Like, you're not going to be dumb to put your face in it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you're not going to be Greg Oden back in the day.
You'd be fired.
Can't pull a move like that. I shouldn't know that, but I do know that.
That's hilarious.
All right, did you give me this because of the Lollapalooza lineup?
I didn't get
to this yet. Cakes, do any of these, I mean, oh my God, there are so many here. The big ones, though, that they have, like the bigger printed ones.
All right, I'll give you the dings or the buzzes.
But a lot of these feel like they're pop.
Okay.
Are they supposed to have pop? Olivia Rodrigo, she's pop, right?
She is pop.
All right.
Not interested.
Tyler, the Creator. You don't care about him.
No, thanks.
Sabrina Carpenter. She does a very sexy thing, apparently.
She's very provocative, but I'm not in on her either.
Rufus the Soul.
Never heard of this person.
Yeah. Luke Combs. He good.
Heard
Luke Combs, good.
He good.
He good.
He's
he good.
Luke Combs, he good.
I never heard of the band Twice.
I haven't heard of him once.
ASAP Rocky. Easy. Oh, you're into this one. Korn.
Oh, I am into Korn. The Freak on a Leash. Please.
I mean, but my God, if you look at the lineup.
He's going to turn into Woodstock 99.
Yeah. Oh, sign up drab.
Some of the names that I recognize, Cage the Elephant, Foster the People.
Yep.
I know you'd be
Pumped
into
up
that.
Kicks.
Dude, so many of these I've never heard of.
That is a weak lineup.
It's a lot of nondescript bands outside of those
headliners. Did you look at the list?
Looked at it yesterday, yeah.
Pretty bad, man.
You got to scour through to find a few sillies in there.
Isn't Perry Farrell, is he credited for starting Lollapalooza?
I believe so.
So does he still get royalties off of
that? I don't know. I know he wants to fight his bandmate Dave Navarro on stage. Yeah. I know he likes to do that.
I think he went right into rehab after that.
Oh, he did?
This is the one in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Yep.
I think so. Anyway,
all right.
There you go. If you're into that.
All right, before the show is done, you want to keep listening because we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Live and Collective Soul when they come to Jiffy Lube Live this summer. Also, we have a $100 gift card from our friends at Metropolitan Hospitality Group. You'll have a chance to win those before the show is
done. Real quick.
Done.
I think this is just so crazy and random. Remember we were just talking about the dong picks?
Yeah.
And Cakes. Yes. What did Cakes said? He mentioned an old NBA player that did this.
Greg Oden.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Look who was at MGM last night.
Nuh-uh. MGM National Harbor?
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Greg Oden.
And he's wearing pants.
And he took a picture with my buddy. And when you said that, I said, I can't believe, because he had just sent me that picture.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I can't believe you just said Greg Oden, and he's in that picture with my buddy from yesterday.
Did he use his hog as the stick to get the dice on the craps table?
He must have. How random is
that? That's kind of bizarre. We like a cosmic link somehow. All right. That's kind of weird.
He's one guy who looked like he was 40 when he was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why he was at MGM,
but
he was.
He's trying to win a bunch of cash, and that's why. All right, we're the Jucks. We'll be right back.